Welcome, happy day. The Conservative Party of Canada recently had their leadership convention and selection, and they selected Andrew Scheer. I hope he's good. I hope he's up to the task because, you know, there's so many things that are disturbing to me. I mean, in Canada, they're all going, yay, yay, we have another Stephen Harper. I mean, that's not what the country needs. 65% of all Canadians didn't vote for Stephen Harper or the Conservatives ever during his 11-year reign. And now they're into it again. Will this guy change the political landscape? I hope so again, but I don't think so. I think he's just another career politician, and he's trying to get in there. And if you don't like the one guy, you vote for this guy. That's not the way it should be. You need to get in there and shake it up. Like, where's the term limit talk? And a whole bunch of this talk and that talk, and I haven't seen that. All I keep hearing about is the conservative values. I'm not so sure I know what those are anymore. Change the bloody system. Can he change the system? Will he let the members of parliament actually vote and talk? Or is it another one of these things, you guys just be quiet because I'm really in charge? Where does it stop and where does it end? You need an overhaul? Have a look at the stats. People don't trust people in government. 18% of all Canadians have a favorable feeling or comment, I guess, about elected people. Members of parliament, I'm talking about federally here now, and these guys continue to be themselves, and he's saying a lot of the same old things that we hear all of the time. And we need somebody now to come in and say, term limits, this and the that, and da da da. Is he the guy? Oh, I don't know. In Canada and many other liberal countries, and party lines are blurred. I'm not too sure who's liberal anymore, but in any event, at the moment, Canada does actually have by name and by design and by every movement that they do every day, a liberal government. The government is so arrogant and stupid that they actually believe that they have the right to legislate whether I am allowed to defend my life in my home, in the bush, in the wilderness. They think it's their right. And you know what it is? Because they took mine away. That's the unfortunate part. We all know that it ain't their right. I mean, but they've removed it. I can't use pepper spray. I can't use bear spray. I guess I can if I'm up in the bush, but not if I'm, you know, got some bikers that are after me and I want to at least carry bear spray and put it in my pocket. That's a concealed weapon. I get 3 years in jail. They keep riding their motorbikes. This ain't right. I got to tell you, there's been no abuse of any item, pepper spray, guns, or any other tool over the years, but yet those rights have been removed because all these liberal wackos have come into power and said we need to legislate that because we're smarter than you. That's what happens. Back to the Canadian thing with the Conservative leader now. Will he change that? I doubt it. He's never said that he would, but you got to give those rights back because, again, it ain't right that you took away the rights. It wasn't your right to take away that right. Have you gotten all of that? Gun owners. You know, Trudeau now in Canada, he's recently has reinstated what's called the court challenge program. And that means any of the minority group can go to the government of Canada and get funded so they can go to court to correct things that they think are incorrect. Like if you're a group of called pedophiles and you say, we're not being treated properly, you go and you ask for money. This challenge program is set up so they will give you money. And then you go to court and say, hey, we're entitled to do this, right? And it goes on and on. So back to guns and tools and different things, I think that those groups should go to this crazy government in Canada and say, give us money so we can sue you and try to get our rights back that you took away. And I'm sure that that case would be, in that case, it would be denied. I'm positive of it because that's too proper. It's only good for these little goofy things like, well, like I said, I mean, if you're weirdos, well, then they might give you money. Justin Trudeau, the prime mistake. Recently, they voted down a law that would have eliminated a fatal loophole that's in Canadian law right now. When you go to court, if a bad guy is applying for bail, you're not allowed to say that he's murdered four people when he's been out on bail in the past, that he's done this bad and so on, as long as it's factual. Doesn't matter, you know, don't let a fact get in your way. You can't talk about it, okay? That's just wrong. And he's reinstated that into law. Talk about being out of touch. There's a case, RCMP Constable David Wynn, who was murdered by a criminal who was out on bail despite having had dozens of prior convictions. But again, in court, when he was applying for bail, it wasn't proper or legal that those points would be brought up. Oh, my, my. Alberta, Canada, there's a whole bunch of oil under that ground. And I want to share this with you. The oil, it is in Alberta. The dipsticks, they're in Ottawa. Hey, y'all come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right.